B-Pod Studios.
If you're just joining us, Loren and I are handcuffed together. We got handcuffed at 6:35 this morning and we'll be handcuffed until 6:35 tomorrow morning.
Yeah, we lost a bet.
You can come out to Queen Park Social today. We're going to do lunch there and do some bowling. They do serve lunch now, so you can head over there. Or they just do lunch on Wednesdays, I think. So today
is Thursdays, Fridays, I believe.
What is it?
I think it's Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you can meet us over there, and we'd love to see you guys. You can watch us be handcuffed live. Well, of course, we'll be on Instagram throughout the day at the MRL Show and at Kiss95.1. But, Roy, it does happen where you could get caught in handcuffs and lose the key or the handcuffs break and you can't get the cuff off. We want to hear those stories. When did you get stuck in handcuffs? 704-570-9595.
Let's talk with Dennis in Taylorsville. Hey, Dennis.
Hey, guys, what's happening over your way today?
Well, you know.
Everything. I don't know anybody that I've ever worked with that I'd want to be tethered to for 24 hours, so my hat's off to you, first and foremost.
Me neither, Dennis.
It's funny, Dennis, because a lot of people are texting us, asking about the bathroom or sleeping arrangements. Now a new line of texting is coming in, which is like, how do your spouses feel?
Oh, my husband literally left town. He's like, I'm going to Chicago for work. I can't even deal with you two.
You guys are showbiz people. That stuff is allowed.
Can you talk to our significant others?
Right. Get them on board.
I try to tell that to my wife. She goes, you're almost 45. Act your age. All right. So you got stuck in handcuffs, huh, bud?
Yeah, I was telling Nicole, it was years ago, man. I'm this tough kid. I've got my mullet. I got my Guns N' Roses t-shirt. I got some spending money at the Italian-American Festival. And I buy handcuffs from a carny.
Okay.
And I'm over by the swing set, about 100 yards from where I bought them. I'm like, guys, look at these. And I'm putting them on, taking them off, putting them on, taking them off. And I guess I just overdid it because it didn't work. So I'm in a panic. I'm like, what am I going to do? And my friends are like, oh, man, forget you. They abandoned me by the swing sets. So I go walking back to the carny. And if you've ever had a life and death situation and the only person that you thought could help you was a tweaker, oh, my God.
Oh my gosh!
He's going through his multi-purpose tool, and he's like digging at the handcuffs and stuff. I'm thinking this is where it ends. I'm not even gonna hit my mid-teens at this point.
I'm losing hand to a carny.
We'll just saw it off. It's fine.
I mean, even if I don't lose my hand, what's on that blade?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Well, I got a nail file.
Our boss Quagmire just walked in and just walked, like, laughed and walked out and
shook his head.
Someone on the show, I won't say any names, said that if they were handcuffed to him, they would saw their arm off. So how'd you eventually get it off, Dennis?
I mean, I don't know the carny's name, but eventually he dug and he dug and he got it off.
Wow.
And he gave me a new set. I mean, he's a carny with a heart of gold.
Did he guess your weight afterwards too for an extra buck?
That's right, you know, but you got it right.
So all right. Thanks, bud.
I need a teddy bear to go with it.
Thanks for listening, dude.
Thanks for having me on today.
No, we appreciate you calling. Thanks, Dennis.
This is Kimberly in Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hi, how are you?
We're good, Kimberly. Did you get stuck in cuffs?
Not actually stuck in cuffs, but your what's happening today reminded me of something. When my daughter was 5, and I guess my son was 7, my daughter Ava loved handcuffs for some really strange reason. Every time we went to the store or she got to pick out a toy, she would pick out the plastic handcuffs. It's a little disturbing. She's totally normal now.
Yeah, she's probably wants to be a police officer.
Yeah.
I don't know. We were worried. But my son loved to take the tripod and film his little Lego people and make little Lego movies with the tripod and one of our phones or whatever. Anyway, I came home one day to realize that the cleaning people had come, and I walked into my husband and I's bedroom, and my daughter left the handcuffs around our bedpost.
Oh.
And my son left the tripod in our room.
Did your cleaning ladies quit after that?
No, they didn't say much beforehand, but they really didn't say much after.
Oh, no. Handcuffs and a tripod to the bed.
Oh my gosh,
that is so funny. Thank you, Kimberly, for sharing. That's hilarious.
All right, let's talk with Rachel in Waynesville. Rachel, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. You got handcuffed to who?
I was babysitting a four-year-old, and he decided to handcuff me, and we couldn't find his key until his mom got off work at, 9 o'clock.
Oh, my gosh.
So how many hours were you handcuffed to the four-year-old?
Probably about, I'd say, 7 to 9.
This is the MRL Morning Show, KISS 95.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.